and the it's very timely, which is intentional because June is National Pride Month. And we have a very manageable sized group today. So before I get started, I'd actually just like to hear very briefly from any of you who'd like to share what in particular you have an interest in learning about today. So anyone who would like can just chime in. Anyone have anything particular question you want to make sure gets answered? Okay, so I'll just start, and there will be definitely time for questions at the end. So the object today is to talk about how DocuBank can help you in your practice with your LGBT clients, both in supporting and better serving your existing clients, and also how we can help you with prospects. So for starters, as I'm sure you are all aware, healthcare directives are extremely important to your LGBT clients, even more so than they are to your heterosexual clients, for the reasons that you are mostly all aware of. But in addition to the importance that healthcare directives have for all of your clients, there's an added emphasis on them for LGBT individuals and especially LGBT couples. And while these reasons may be obvious, I'm going to review them here in case they're not for everyone. So in the absence of having healthcare directives, a same-sex partner has no legal recognition as being part of the partner's family if the partner were to get sick. So any kind of legal recognition doesn't default to the partner. So that means they have no legal standing in healthcare matters and healthcare decisions when their partner is hospitalized and sick and unable to speak for him or herself. So it's obviously critically important. And the other piece of this is because of that, there is much more possibility of strife between the blood relatives of the partner, the person's family of origin, and the partner by relationship. And it's much more heightened than it is even in heterosexual relationships. So what does this mean for clients? You may know about this already, but there are unfortunately many true stories that play out in very sad ways around this. Just to give you a flavor of it, to make it more real, there are stories that have been published about partners who are not permitted to stay in the ER room with their sick partner, and in some cases the sick partner has even died in the ER unaccompanied by his or her life partner, which is extremely sad. In other cases, a partner is not permitted to make major healthcare decisions on behalf of their long-term partner who's unable to make them him or herself, even though they may have talked about what each of them wants. In the absence of the documents, the partner has no standing, and family members come in and make decisions, sometimes different ones than the partner knows that his or her loved one wants. There are stories of partners being kept out of a hospital room by hospital staff because they're not married. There are equal stories about partners being kept out of the hospital room by the parents of their sick partner, and especially sad cases where the partner has been estranged from those parents, but yet the parents still jump in and start to control everything and completely cut off the partner and assume total control. Very sad. Similarly, a partner can simply be kept out of receiving any medical information because there's no HIPAA release and nothing to indicate that this person should be allowed to get this information. So those are the horror stories. You can find them if you want to Google. They're all over the web. If you go to the websites of the major national LGBT groups, you can find them there. And I think it's important to say something else, given that we've seen a succession this year of states who are approving gay marriage, and there have been some that have done domestic partnerships or civil unions before this, is that I believe that even in those states where marriage or civil union is now legal and recognized, that being married is not enough. Because the couple is same-sex, it's going to be necessary for that couple to be able to prove that they're married. There are hospital staff who let their personal biases get in the way. And HIPAA, as always, its perils apply here, and a HIPAA release is, as you know, can be extremely important for heterosexual couples, is still more important for same-sex couples, even if they're married. So what can DocuBank do for same-sex couples, clients, but especially couples? And this is also true, by the way, for unmarried heterosexual couples, although it tends to be less of an issue because people are more likely to assume that a heterosexual couple is married if they're acting in a way that other folks think looks like they're married. So what we do is we store documents that support LGBT needs. We store all the typical healthcare directive documents that we store for all of your clients, living will, healthcare power of attorney, excuse me, which, as we said, play special importance for this group. We also store a HIPAA release, as we do for everyone. There are some additional types of documents that are particularly relevant to LGBT clients that we are also very happy to store for you. One is a hospital visit authorization form, so that an LGBT individual can authorize their partner and other individuals to visit in the hospital. Secondly, we also will store funeral and or burial instructions because this is another area that can become particularly problematic for LGBT individuals, and we'd like to help make sure that those wishes can be readily available. And in addition, we will also store an LGBT couple's marriage license or civil union certificate if they have been in a position to get married or have a civil union. And again, that's not a document that we would typically store, but we think that it's important in this situation given the things that I've been discussing till now. And one last thing, we will also store guardianship or adoption papers for a couple's or an individual's minor child for the same reasons as we store the marriage license. So having said that, that's what we can do for you and for your clients in terms of the documents that we store. We can also help you by providing materials to you that are LGBT specific, that are designed both to be appropriate for your clients and to show that you are sensitive as well because you are affiliating with our organization that is exhibiting that sensitivity. So we have client brochures that are specifically designed for LGBT individuals that you can give to them in place of the standard DocuBank brochure. It has appropriate photos and mostly the same language as in the regular text, but adjusted to speak to them specifically. On our website, there is an LGBT tab that does the same things as the brochures in terms of being appropriate and speaking to folks in this group. We also have a table sign that is like a brochure holder that speaks to LGBT individuals that can hold the LGBT brochures, and that is available and has a photo on it. That's available for purchase if you're interested. We have a PowerPoint slide that we can provide to you at no charge, and we're happy to talk to you about whatever else you might need. In addition, I'd like to talk to you now about some marketing ideas for how you can use DocuBank and healthcare directives in your practice for June Pride Month specifically. And some of these ideas are very appropriate for any other time during the year as well, but I'm going to speak at the moment specifically about June Pride Month. We have already created and sent to you last month a newsletter article that you can use in your electronic or print client newsletter talking about June as National Pride Month and about why healthcare directives are important and why DocuBank is helpful to them in that regard. If you need another copy of that, please feel free to email us after this conference. We'll be happy to send it out to you. We also have available for you a draft article that you could use to put in a, to submit to a local paper as an op-ed or possibly as a feature article, either in a general newspaper or in an LGBT press publication about healthcare directives and about advanced directive registries and their import for this group. Some other so those are things that we have already done and can provide for you. Here are some other ideas that you may want to think about in terms of marketing and outreach that that we know other firms have done. One is to get in touch with local LGBT groups and offer to speak at an educational event that they're having during Pride Month. It could be an LGBT healthcare center, could be an LGBT financial planning group or a rights group, or there are many other types of organizations as well. They are very likely to be having speakers and educational sessions this month, and you can certainly tap into that. It's a good way to get some exposure in the LGBT community. You can advertise in a local paper. LGBT would probably be most useful, and offer, for instance, that you may want to offer discounted services for the month of June, or just advertise that you focus on or have a focus on working with LGBT clients, because one of the things that's very important to LGBT individuals is to know that they're working with a professional who is sensitive to their needs and their issues. And from the work that we've done, our understanding is that in many cases, the LGBT individual is not necessarily looking for an advisor or a professional who is a member of the LGBT community, but what they want in many cases is simply someone who is sensitive to their needs and their issues. Another idea is at any of these sessions that you provide or ads or any of the ways that you're communicating with folks is to offer free or discounted healthcare directives to bring people into the office, and then you can talk to them about what their other needs are. Some folks choose to sweeten that package, that free or discounted package, with a one-year DocuBank membership. That's another option that you have to make it look more substantial. Another idea, and these are more general, not necessarily for Pride Month, but I will mention them now, is when you, if you are asked to make a donation, some kind of usually in-kind donation for a fundraiser or that has a raffle or a silent auction, is to offer free healthcare directives with a DocuBank membership as what you contribute to the raffle. And it's a nice, can be a very nice thing, and adding that DocuBank piece can be helpful because then you have the brochure to give them to go with it, which is a more physical thing that is more attractive than just and physically catches the eye than just saying I will provide documents. So that's something for you to think about in general. And it's not just for LGBT. We actually have a number of firms that have done that in general as their raffle giveaway when they're donating to a nonprofit, and they've had great success doing that. One other thing that you might consider is during the month of June, making a donation to an LGBT cause based on, the revenue that you're generating from folks who come in for LGBT services. It could be a local LGBT cause or a national LGBT group, and we have a list of the primary and most prominent national LGBT organizations, nonprofit organizations. If you'd like us to email that to you, we'd be happy to do that. So those are the main things I wanted to say. I just will share with you a few other fun facts that are recent developments in the news to help you be up to speed with all that's going on in this area. President Obama just named June officially as National Pride Month. And also, just this week, bills were introduced in both the Senate and the House in Washington to treat same-sex partners as though they were married for purposes of health benefits under the FEHBP, which is the Federal Employees Health Benefits Plan. So I'm going to end there with the formal part of my talk. I'm happy to take questions about anything that you may have, and I'll open up the floor. All right. Sounds like I must have covered most things.
This is
yes?
Erica Randy.
Hi, Erica.
Did you say that you guys will keep on DocuBank guardian or adoption papers as well?
We will, and this is an opportunity actually for me to mention to everyone, if you are not aware of it already, that we have just recently introduced a new service to complement our DocuBank service, which is access to emergency information for minor children. We're calling it Minors Matter, and that will store emergency information about the child that a caregiver other than the parent might need in an emergency. So a lot of medical information, and also that is a place that guardianship papers or adoption papers could be stored.
But they would have to be a part of that.
Yes.
They have to sign up for Minors Matters to keep the adoption papers there.
At this point, we actually have not made decision as to whether it has to be there or can still be added.
Okay.
We've done it so far, which is why I mentioned it, and I believe that we will probably continue to offer it that way as part of the general standard form package rather than the Minors Matter. So if that changes, I will let you know. But at this point, it is possible to do the guardianship under the DocuBank general membership.
Thank you.
Sure. Erica, do you have anything else that you'd like to add or say or from your experience?
Just wanted to mention that you had mentioned some places that people could do presentations. The other thing that a lot of people aren't aware of is a lot of major employers have GLBT employee groups. You know, I find around here Raytheon or Coors or HP or those types of companies have had me in, the EPA even, have had me in to speak about estate planning for non-traditional families, and that can be a great place to go and do a presentation and then obviously tell those folks about DocuBank as well.
Okay, great. Thank you. Yeah, that is another good source. And the idea here, and you'll see that in the materials that we've created and sent to you, is that the idea is that you're selling your service, you're selling your professional services, and DocuBank is one added piece of that that shows that you're really thinking about your clients, that you care about them on an ongoing basis, that once they leave your office, you want to make sure that their documents work and are there for them when they need them. And that's the focus of our efforts, is to be a support and a complement to the legal and legal technical services that you provide.
Randy,
all right, any other questions?
Randy,
yes?
Question. This is Laura.
Hi, Laura.
I have a question regarding, you had mentioned hospital visit authorization forms.
Yes.
And funeral burial instructions and stuff.
Yes.
Now, is that something that you guys keep on your website, or is that something that we need to create on our own?
Right. That is something that you would need to create or obtain on your own.
Okay.
We very consciously do not create or make available legal documents, because we see ourselves as a emergency storage and access service, and we do not want to have any appearance of competing with the firms that work with us. So it's very conscious on our part to not do that. But I'm sure you can find them. I don't think you would need to recreate the wheel. I'm sure you can find them either from a colleague in one of the organizations that you're involved with, or through a Google search. I would expect that you could find that.
Thank you.
And Randy, sorry, this is Erica again.
Sure.
If you don't mind, I'll just chime in on that one.
Please.
For instance, in Colorado, we simply put into our medical power of attorney that agent has the right to visit. So we incorporate it into that document. Mm-hmm. And then Colorado has a last remains declaration statute. I realize a lot of states don't have that. But I think if you are saying in your any of your documents you wish they wish to be buried or cremated, and you could add that language in there.
Thank you.
Who's in charge of that?
Right. Erica, do you ever, in that, in terms of the hospital visitation piece, do you ever name anyone in addition to the person who has
you.
The medical
yeah,
power?
That was the other note I had made here, and then I forgot to mention it. I think that is important because we'll sometimes mention the partner and then the partner's family.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, 20 years in, that's their in-law to them, but under the eyes of the law, again, it is not. So we may say, I hereby wish for my agent and his or her family to be able to visit me. Now, mm-hmm. I caution, too, that I don't know that that's legally binding on any doctor who's standing there because their rules are their rules, but I always tell clients it may be better than nothing.
Right. I would expect so. The other piece of that is, what about the HIPAA release? Do you advise them or sometimes make sure that they name people in it? And this is not just an LGBT question, but
right.
Name folks in addition to the people who are authorized as the powers of attorney on the HIPAA release. And that would seem to me also particularly an issue in the LGBT community, where you might not want, you know, your immediate family to be the folks who are getting your medical information.
Ours actually doesn't list people. It lists agents under power of attorney.
Okay.
So I don't know what other attorneys are doing, but
okay.
We do it that way. And then if they want to write a family member's name down
mm-hmm.
or a biological family member's name down, they can add that.
Got it. Okay. All right. Anyone else? Okay. Well, it's been a pleasure. If you are interested in receiving electronically copies of any of the materials that I mentioned, I'll be happy to send them to you. I'm also actually going to email out to you a copy of an article that was written about DocuBank in an online newspaper a couple years ago that speaks, you know, nicely to the role that it can play, and I'm sure that you can while not plagiarizing, use some of these ideas if you so choose in your own documents to your own advantage. So let us know if you need anything, and or call if there are any other questions that you'd like us to answer individually. And we thank you for your time, and look forward to talking with you again soon. Good afternoon.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.